Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Today is May 27, 2009, and I'm preparing the WBIX program for this week. It turns out that 3 days from now, May 30, will be the 100th anniversary of Benny Goodman's birth. Benny was born on May 30th, 1909 in Chicago, Illinois. So I'm going to devote today's program to music recorded by Benny Goodman, and I will emphasize, in fact I will exclusively play recordings from the 1920s and early 1930s. First, let me read the chronology from the BennyGoodman.com website, and I will only cover the chronology that goes up to 1940. 1909, Benjamin David Goodman, born Chicago on May 30, the ninth of 12 children. 1919, given his first clarinet by a local synagogue, studies with Franz Schöpp of Chicago Symphony Orchestra. 1921, professional debut in Chicago theater, performing in imitation of Ted Lewis. 1923, leaves school to play with local bands, including Riverboat Orchestra with BIX Beiderbecke. 1926, makes record debut in Chicago and first New York appearances, both with Ben Pollack. 1934, organizes big band for successful audition for Billy Rose's Music Hall in New York City. After Music Hall engagement, reorganizes the band for a regular spot on Coast to Coast NBC radio program Let's Dance. Follows up 6 month series by taking the band on a cross country tour. 1935, scores first big success when band opens at Palomar Ballroom in Los Angeles on August 21st, marking the beginning of the swing era. 1936, the Goodman Trio with Teddy Wilson on piano and Gene Krupa on drums first performs in public, begins CBS Camel Caravan radio program, acclaimed by critics as best ever swing series. Program continues through 1939. Goodman Quartet formed in August with the addition of Lionel Hampton on vibraphone. 1937, band's power, precision, and varied talents stun audience at New York's Paramount Theater, star performer in Warner Brothers' Hollywood Hotel, film still shown on TV as best of its kind. 1938, Goodman Orchestra performs unprecedented Carnegie Hall Jazz Concert, January 16. Makes his first classical recording with Budapest String Quartet. 1939, switches from Victor to Columbia record label. New sextet formed on West Coast featuring Lionel Hampton, Fletcher Henderson, Charlie Christian, Art Bernstein, and Nick Fatul. Performs a second Carnegie Hall concert. All right, let's get started with the music. The first recordings that Benny Goodman made were in 1926, but they were home recordings on Cylinder. These were issued as the legendary Earl Baker Cylinders on LP. The first commercial recording that Benny Goodman made was in Chicago, September 14, 1926. It turns out that there were two sides cut there, the White Tops and Hot Stuff, but they both were unissued. The first issued recording of Benny Goodman was from December 9, 1926 with Ben Pollack's orchestra when I first met Mary. And the composition of the band for this recording is Ben Pollack on drums, vocal and directing, Harry Greenberg on and Al Harris on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone, also arranger, Benny Goodman clarinet, Gil Rodin on alto sax, Bud Livingston on tenor sax, Victor Young and Al Beller on violin, Wade Allen on piano, and Celeste, John Kurzenknab on banjo, Harry Goodman on brass bass, and Joey Ray on vocal. A week later, on December 17, 1926, the band, as indicated above, except that Earl Baker was also included on cornet, and the vocal was by Ben Pollack, they recorded Did I Do. So let's listen then to the first two commercially issued recordings of Benny Goodman with the Ben Pollack Orchestra. This is December 9 and December 17, 1926. Thank you.
back only yesterday, when London Bridge was falling down and there were farmers in the dell. Jack and Jill went up the hill, and that's when Humpty Dumpty fell. Kid once more I seem to be, childhood days come back to me, and with them comes the memory of when I first met Mary.
Now I want to play one additional tune from the December 17, 1926 recording session. The composition of the band, as I indicated, for Did I Do, except that the vocal is by Dorothy Williams and Hannah Williams. And then to show the evolution of the band in the period of 1 year, I want to play a recording from December 7, 1927 now. It's about 1 year minus 10 days. The band consists of Ben Pollack on drums and directing, Jimmy McPartland, Frank Wartell, Al Harris on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone and arranger. Benny Goodman plays a couple of bars of trumpet in Waiting for Katie, which is the recording that I want to play. Gil Rodin is on alto sax. Of course, Goodman also plays clarinet and alto sax in the recording. Larry Binion is on tenor sax. Vic Brightis, piano. Dick Morgan, banjo, guitar. Harry Goodman, brass, bass. And there is an unknown trio in the vocal, possibly including Ben Pollack and Dick Morgan. So let's listen now to first the recording of Benny with the Ben Pollack Orchestra in December of 1926. He's the last word. And then recording of Waiting for Katie a year later, December 7, 1927.
I miss a lot, but I tell you what, there's a time when I'm never lazy when waiting for my Katie dear.
Our appointment was for 7, it's quarter after 8. If she's not here by 11, then I'll simply have to wait.
Oh, my new shoes hurt and my collar's tight, but I'll stand all night and I'll wait, waiting for my Katie dear.
Prior to about 1935, Benny Goodman recorded with a variety of orchestras, as well as an accompanist for vocalists. Among the vocalists that he accompanied were Annette Henshaw, Jimmy Marvin, Ruth Etting, Ethel Waters, Lee Morse, Bing Crosby, the Boswell Sisters, and Bessie Smith. As far as the bands that he recorded with, he did with Irving Mills, Red Nichols, Jack Pettis, Ben Selvin, Rube Bloom, Irving Mills, of course, Hoagy Carmichael and Vic Spiderbeck, Ted Lewis, Sam Lennon, Joe Venuti, Adrian Rollini, and several more. Of all these, I'm choosing now from Red Nichols couple of sides that Benny recorded on November 18, 1930. This is Red and his Big Ten with Red Nichols and Ruby Weinstein on trumpet, Glenn Miller on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Sid Stoneburn on alto sax, Babe Russin on tenor sax, Roy Bargey on piano, Carl Kress on guitar, Art Miller on bass, Gene Krupa on drums, and Dick Robertson on vocal. And the two selections that I want to play are That's Where the South Begins, a tune by Fats Waller and Brown, and I'm Tickled Pink with a Blue-Eyed Baby. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman with Red Nichols in the year 1930.
Thank you.
whole world smiles at you. You can always tell and you'll know darn well you're where the South begins. Oh, the angels cut a slice of the best of paradise, fenced it off up north, and they said henceforth is where the South begins. Up here's a storm, we're shivering in our boots. Down there is warm, and they're wearing bathing suits. Well, the sun is hot above, but it's not too hot for love. Happy days of joy and the nights, oh boy, that's where the South begins. I've been to the East. I've been to the West. I've been to the North. Give me the South, South, heaven on earth below. Where it's good to be alive, and the moment you arrive, you get up and cheer. Happy days are here, that's where the South begins.
I want to move to 1931 and Benny Goodman playing with Ted Lewis's orchestra. This is April 13, 1931, two selections. First, Dip Your Brush in the Sunshine and Keep on Painting Away. And then one more time. The band here consists of Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Dave Klein on trumpet, George Brunis and Sammy Blank on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Louis Martin on clarinet baritone, Saul Klein, Sam Shapiro violin, Jack Aronson piano, Tony Girardi on guitar, Harry Barth on brass bass and Rudy Van Gelder on drums. Ted Lewis sings the vocals on both of these selections. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman with Ted Lewis's orchestra in the year 1931.
Life is a canvas, folks, on which we all can paint. Paint any old picture that we may. Why, there's the rich man, look at him, the poor man, the devil, the saint, and they're all painting pictures every day. Why, you know, some paint in colors of a wonderful hue, while others use colors of strife. But I want to tell you that every word, every thought, every little thing that we do goes down on our canvas of life. So come on, folks, and just dip your brush in the sunshine and keep on painting away. Oh, do it now. Make love a duty, and you're bound to find beauty wherever your eyes are going to stray. And life, it's going to seem worthwhile living. Oh, say, folks, skies, they'll never be gray. No, sir, if you just dip your brush in the sunshine. Still to tell you, keep on painting, painting away. Everybody, keep on painting away. Paint it, Benny, paint it. Oh, do it, Benny. Paint it blue, Benny. Sky blue, Benny. Paint those windowsills and let the little sun shine in. Oh, do it. Moxie! Paint it red, Moxie! Paint it red! Red hot! Red hot! That's it, Moxie! Come on, everybody! Just dip your brush up in the sunshine! That's the place, folks! And keep on painting away! Do what I tell you now. Just keep on painting away. Yes, sir. One more time. Let me do the things that I used to do. Let me sit down to some tea for two. One more time. Just one more time. You can ball me out, you can call me names, if you'll only let me play those parlor games, honey, one more time. Please, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone, making me lazy, I tell you. Walking all alone, talking all alone, it's driving me crazy. Oh, one more time, just one more time. Let me touch the skin that I love to touch, that I didn't think I was going to miss so much, honey. Please, one more time.
I would like to go back to January 23rd, 1928 in Chicago. This is the first recording date of Benny Goodman under his own name. And the two sides that he recorded on that day were A Jazz Holiday and Wolverine Blues. Benny Goodman's Boys with Jim and Glenn. Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Vic Brydis on piano, Dick Morgan on guitar, Harry Goodman on brass bass, and Bob Conselman on drums and vibraphone. So let's listen to the first two recordings that Benny made under his own name, January 23rd, 1928.
Thank you.
I want to give an example of Benny Goodman as an accompanist for a vocalist, and the vocalist I chose is my favorite female singer from the 1920s, Annette Henshaw. The recording session was on November 22, 1928 in New York. The tunes are I Wanna Be Loved By You and Is There Anything Wrong In That? She's accompanied by Manny Klein on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet and alto sax, Joe Venuti on violin. There is an unknown cello, unknown piano, and unknown drums. And I would like to read from the liners of the CD Annette Henshaw, 1928-1929, Sensational Classic Jazz and Blues Reissues, Volume 5, what Wilfrid Walt says about this. He says, great instrumental opportunities abound. Novelty orchestra indeed. Henshaw's backings almost inevitably consist of the supreme instrumentalists of their day. And unlike nearly all vocal instrumental pairings of the era, it's not a Jelly Roll Morton, Miss Billy Young kind of thing. These players aren't slumming, but rather treating Henshaw as an equal and interacting with her on a level playing field. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman accompanying Annette Henshaw in 1928.
What's on my mind? I'm not resting until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy. Listen, big boy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Ba-ba-ba-doo. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. Papa, I couldn't ask by you to anything higher. ba-ba-ba-do-ba-ba-ba-do. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, oh.
I want to wind up this tribute to Benny Goodman by playing two recordings from his second and third recording session, respectively, under his own name. From June 4th, 1928, Room 1411. This is Benny Goodman's Boys with Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Benny Goodman on clarinet and baritone sax, Vic Brady's on piano, Dick Morgan on guitar, Harry Goodman on brass bass, and Bob Conselman on drums and vibraphone. That is June 4th, 1928. And it is apparently the only solo that we have of Benny Goodman playing baritone saxophone. And finally, I will play a composition by Benny Goodman. It's Clarinetitis from June 13, 1928, recorded in Chicago. It's basically a clarinet solo, and he's accompanied by Mel Stitzler on piano and Bob Conselman on drums. So let's listen then to Benny Goodman in 1928.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this tribute to Benny Goodman. He was a phenomenal musician, and he deserves to be in the Ertegun Jazz Hall of Fame along other jazz giants such as Louis Armstrong, Big Spiderbeck, Duke Ellington, and so on and so forth. You can see or hear how good his technical skills were in this last recording that I played, the Clarinetitis. He's there practically all the time, and he goes all over the place with his playing. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.